Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. This morning, we're going to answer a question that we got asking for some specific information. Oh, that's tough to say. But before we do that, and Bob gets his stick out, we got to give our phone numbers. Leanne?
My phone number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Or you can email us at grlenander@yahoo.com.
Perfect.
Okay, now we're good. Bob, are you satisfied?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question from a listener question. I'll read it to you here, and then you can help me out with the answer.
Okay.
It says, I am wondering how to find an advisor to perform a portfolio review and develop a plan going forward. I'm not looking for ongoing management, and I am wondering what to expect as far as coverage or as far as average cost of such a review and how that would work.
Leanne, that's all yours. I'm going to have a nap because I can't answer that.
In a case like this, you're looking for a fee-based advisor, and that individual will go ahead and have an hourly fee. When they get done, they will, after they reviewed everything with you, then they're probably going to say, all right, I want you to give me a little time to review everything, and then I will go ahead and come back with a plan for you, but it will be done by the hour.
Okay.
Or in some cases, they will have just a regular cost
flat,
to it.
A
flat fee. But it's a fee-based advisor.
So the person would need to come in for an interview and bring all their information?
They need to bring in all of their investments. They need to bring in their tax forms. They need to bring in all
their
information and the insurance, the whole ball of wax, if they really want to have good comprehensive review of where they're sitting. And it depends upon, are they just looking for investment information? Are they looking for setting up a program that actually talks about what they have to do in case something happens to them, like an emergency fund, or also if they're looking at tax help? I mean, there's so many different things here, but if they want a total picture, they need to come in and do it with the fee-based advisor, and they will have software that deals with this too, but you have to bring in everything if you want a total picture, and it will be like generally by the hour. Sometimes they will go ahead and say, I'll do one, one price.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, go ahead, Bob.
I was just wondering, so not everybody would charge the same, right?
Correct.
This is a small business owner, I believe. This individual is a small business owner. Probably doesn't make a difference. Is there a range of costs that, on the low end you can expect to pay this, on the high end you can expect to pay this?
Well, generally the advisor will go ahead and lay all that out.
Okay.
And the more information you give and the bigger the plan, the more it's going to cost.
Oh, okay.
It's like going to an attorney. If you're setting up an estate plan and he's just saying, well, go and put beneficiary designations on everything, he's not going to charge much. But
okay.
If he has to do a full-blown program and a full, look over everything, then it's going to cost more.
Now, my question, where do they find him? Let's say Bob and Mary are out there and they want to have somebody. Where do they find him?
They can find him on the internet, or they can go ahead and look up, RIAs, and they can look at different...
Wait, you said RIAs.
Registered Investment Advisors.
Okay.
So they can, and they can look at different companies out there. There's all kinds of different companies that are listed in the phone book or on the websites. So some will be RIAs, Registered Investment Advisors, Financial Planners, CPAs, CFAs.
What about the group that you go to on Tuesday mornings over in Golden Valley for the FPAs?
The FPA is another place to go.
Financial
Planners Association.
Okay.
They have a list of all kinds of advisors.
Who are semi-local, wherever these people are, so they can get them.
Is it something that you guys would provide as well?
Yeah, we provide it also.
Okay.
Not we, she.
She. Is it common? Is it fairly common?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, and folks, this is how it works. If you want to get a topic addressed on the show, just give us a call here at the radio station, and we will pass that along to you, to the folks here, and get the question answered.
This is very common. This is not uncommon. This is very common, people doing that, saying, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what I've got. I've been doing this piecemeal. And frankly, most small business owners are so busy trying to survive that they don't pay attention to other things that they really should.
Right.
So this is very, very common.
Okay. Well, excellent. All right. Well, what's next on the agenda?
We're going to talk about three words, when, where, and why today. To put it into context, we're going to talk about these things because when you think about them, you think in these orders. For instance, when should I have an emergency fund? Where should it be? And why would I do this? Now, Garwin, you can answer
that.
Well,
the emergency fund you should have probably number one. If you're starting to put together a life program, you need to have some emergency cash. There's always an emergency. There's always the car breakdown. There's always the door breaks. There's always something happening. So you need some cash squirreled away.
And where you're going to find that is at the bank.
That's right. You need it immediate access.
Or the money market that you might have.
That pays terrible interest, but you can get at it.
That's right. And so consequently, you need to have that money available, something where you can get to very quickly. And if you have mutual funds out there like Fidelity or places like that, they will have programs too that can give you some guidance there. And you can get into some very, very nice, very liquid funds and like money markets, et cetera. And there you can get to them very quickly because you can have check writing on them.
You know, it's amazing how many people do not have an emergency fund.
I think most the surveys show most of America doesn't,
Of America doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And you ask the question, do you have something in case the crisis strikes? And the percentage is well over 70% that don't have more than $3 squirreled away.
Right, yeah.
It's terrible.
And it's important for your planning for the future because without that emergency fund and all at once there's a big emergency, it can mess up everything, your whole portfolio, your whole picture, if you don't have something to go to. Okay, the next one. And, Garwin, I'm going to throw this to you. What about life insurance?
Well,
when do you have life insurance? Where do you get it? And why do you have it?
Well, let's go back and take number three first. Why would you buy life insurance? If you were to die, is somebody going to suffer a loss? And that's that simple. The young father, the family man, the business owner has a loss if he dies, if the insured dies. There has to be somebody to have a loss. So anybody who has any loss possible, you need life insurance. Where do you get it? Well, if you work for a company, they'll probably give you some group insurance. And take all you can get. But you also need individual contracts. Why? Because when you leave the company, you typically lose your group insurance.
What if you're mom and dad and you have children that are in their 20s and you're kind of banking on living with them when you get old?
Don't
bring a problem up here.
we've seen too much of that.
Really? Okay.
And that is not a solution.
All right.
That is something that perhaps you have to do, but you don't want to do it if you don't have to.
Okay.
And a lot of times people say, well, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going to drop all my life insurance. You got to remember that I don't care how much money you got. There's always going to be the crisis at the end. There's always some expenses that you don't count on. There's those medical expenses that you don't count on. The credit cards that you thought you'd paid off, and when you get ill, you haven't paid them off. Everybody needs some life insurance. It's that simple.
Well, you have a family. You've got to protect them.
That's exactly right.
Now, if you're the only one.
If you're a 25-year-old and has no family, and you die, it's tragic, but.
But their estate would have bills, and that's why you want to be sure you have something to cover those bills.
What if you're the 25-year-old and you have a lot of school loans? Or who's responsible for those if you pass away?
I don't even know. I suppose.
Your estate would be.
It's your estate, but if you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
They don't go to mom and dad.
No, they don't go to mom and dad. Unless they've co-signed on something.
Okay.
No, they're going to be looking at your estate, and if they can't collect anything on your estate, well.
Unless somebody knows. I don't know. That'd be somebody to let us know, because okay. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we move on.
We'll move on.
Disability insurance. And again, that, to me, is more important almost than life insurance.
It is more important than life insurance. Your entire financial picture is built upon you earning money. And if you can't earn money, you're not going to have a financial program. And so it's absolutely necessary that you have disability insurance. And you're right. It is more important than life insurance. Because statistically, you're 4 to 5 times more likely to become disabled prior to age 65 for at least 90 days than you are to die. And there are very, very, very few people who have enough cash laying around in the emergency fund to last the 90 days while you recover from that illness or accident.
So I didn't hear that before. 90 days you want their emergency fund to last.
Well, that's the disability.
Okay.
The disability is 5 times greater to happen before 65 that you will have a disability of at least 90 days than you are dying before age 65.
Okay.
If you're a little younger, like those 20-year-old guys, it's even dramatically higher.
And actually, when you're looking at an emergency fund, it would be good to have 3 to 6 months sitting there.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's the point, yeah.
Yeah, okay, 3 to 6 months.
All right, and the next one has to do with bonds. And bonds are out there to give us income. And there's different places you can go and get the bonds. You can go to the municipal bonds, which include the Minnesota bonds. And they're a wonderful thing to have because that interest is not taxable to you. And when you're looking at individual bonds, you can buy them through the government. You can buy them through, a brokerage firm. You can go different places. You can go to the banks. But the big thing is they're there for income purposes down the line. And when you look at bonds, that's what we think of. We think of them as income, not as an investment that's going to grow over time, but as a source of income.
But many people use them as growth.
They do.
That's not what they're designed for.
No, they're designed for income purposes.
Now, I'm going to stop here, Leanne. We're going to have a guest for the next 2 weeks. It's an investment manager from Mears and Power, a local St. Paul advisory firm. So join us next couple of weeks on investing money from experts. That's all they do.
Mm.
And it should be great.
That'll be good. That'll be a good program. Right. I'm looking forward to that.
So, Leanne, let's finish off. We've got another minute.
Another minute?
Another minute.
You're going to give me a minute?
I'll give you a minute.
Okay, stocks. When would you buy stocks? When you want growth. When you want the opportunity to have growth, as you see the share price go up, but it could go down, so you have to look at diversification there. And also, stocks have dividends, especially the large company stocks. So you're looking for growth. Where do you find them? You find them through different brokerage firms. And you find different kinds of stocks, growth and income stocks, etc.
Okay. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Be sure and join us next week. For that special guest. And we'll talk to you next week with some great information.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.